This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is another one, man. This is your boy, man, Rob One, and we're back sparking conversation, man. Y'all know when we in the crew, we get up here each and every week, and we do what I like to call talk to them, some of the most interesting people in the world. And today is going to be no different, right? So, you know, continuing the series on impacted families, or continuously doing my part to help impacted families, right? That's what we on right now. We want to make sure that, you know, we just stay in the mold right now, because I think it's very important, you know, to have a purpose, right? And I'm feeling like right now, this is a no better time than now, is to help other people. And sometimes helping other people is just sometimes listening to them. Like, I heard this thing when they was talking about suicide rate, right? And they was talking about how high the suicide rate is. And a lot of times when people leave notes, based on why they felt like how they felt, why they did what they did. You know, the number one thing that I ran across was they said that people didn't have anyone to listen to them. And that's crazy, right? Because you think that at some point in time that you will meet people, right? Or you'll run across people, and running across these people will be people sometimes, maybe every now and then, right? That you can just, you know, holler at some time, get a few things off, you know? But nowadays, that's hard to do without people feeling like they got all the answers. You know, the internet has allowed people to become gurus and geniuses overnight. So now, you know, just getting it out. But every now and then, you got to find some way or somehow that God can connect you with the right people that don't mind allowing you to get your joint off and don't mind allowing you to have a conversation about it, right? So that's what I like to say that this platform is for. So that's why I'm going to thank each and every one of y'all that download the audio version of this podcast each and every week out there on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all the places that you guys get your audio versions of your podcast and your podcast, and y'all downloading us. So thank y'all so much for that. Also, thank you to everybody clicking the link. Now, the link's in the description. Now, remember, if you're watching this right now on YouTube, make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. Make sure y'all hit that notification bell so y'all know when we drop more videos. But other than that, remember, financial freedom. Financial freedom is right here at your fingertips, y'all. Do not miss the next revolution, all right? This is not financial advice. I'm just saying to y'all, don't miss it. So one of the things that I've been running across when people have been coming to, you know, those that's been asking about Bitcoin and about all these other things, right? Even people that have been talking about stocks, and I've been saying, you know, people have the misconception that, yo, listen, yo, Bitcoin is like 60-something thousand right now. It was at 70-something thousand. People say, yo, I don't have 70,000 to put in there. Or 70,000 and just waste. That's what they feel. Or buying this and the third. But I just want y'all to know, man, nah, it's not about that. All right. And the main thing is, though, you can start with just a dollar if you wanted to. You can start with a dollar, $5, $10. It don't matter. It's all about making sure that you get in it. And just think about it. Whatever amount of money you put in, the amount that, you know, it goes up, that's how much you'll make on that dollar. So just think about it as a percentage game. So how that works is that if you think about how people have their stuff in 401ks and all this other stuff, now y'all know it's a basic percentage that you're going to get here and there depending on the market fluctuation, right? But then there's no other asset that appreciates at a higher percentage than some of the other assets that are out there right now. That's why I'm telling y'all, just pay attention, man. Just go out there, do your research, find out what the most highest percentage yielding assets out there besides gold and silver. Because even with gold and silver, think about it, y'all. If something really happened, who gonna buy some silver and gold from you? Where you gonna go? And if you go anywhere that already buys it, they're gonna rip you off. You're not gonna get what it's worth. So listen, I'm just gonna say this, y'all. Remember, pay attention, follow the money. Do not be scared to do something different than you always done. All right. You know, just pay attention because the next revolution of millionaires and billionaires is right here upon us. All right. Think about it. All of y'all that scared that AI may be taking your job, this is the time. Pay attention to all the companies that's developing AI, that's doing all these things. If they're public, invest in the stock. All right. But, so I'm just saying, not financial advice. Just pay attention. Change your mindset, change your life. All right. So tonight, we have a young lady that's going to join us in a little bit. Her story is unique as well, as far as helping impact the families as we continue to move forward. But when she gets on and when she comes on, we're going to allow her to tell a story now. She had another schedule come on, so she had another engagement that had to go on right before this show. So hopefully everything works out where she could jump on and she could get this information out there to y'all, because I want to make sure that all the people out there that's dealing with these things that affect your family like that, that y'all get this information out, right? I bet. So in the event that she don't jump on, it's all love. We still going to go get through a few things. I think it's some things that's important coming up this week, all right? So we got Meek in the building, man. I'm about to bring her in real quick, and we're going to see what's going on in her world. Yeah, to Danny Marie, appreciate you on that. Let's see. What's going on, Meek?
What up?
All right, what's good, y'all? Always eating, y'all. What you eating?
Some Skittle gummies.
Skittle gummies. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So Skittles do got gummies. That's different. Wow. All right. Well, look, since you're in the mood with the candy and stuff like that, let's talk about this real quick. Yo, it's a solar eclipse coming, y'all.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And you know, mad people scared, right? You know, that's the first thing people go to is they fear bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, because it's reliable. It gives us something, you know, something to think about.
And then, you know, it's crazy because that's always the first go-to whenever something happens involving nature that people, you know, because now everybody been in the prophecy lane. They've been in, you know, all these other things. They've been looking at the wars that's going on and, you know, the way that this particular full moon is going to travel. So, you know, there's a lot of, I won't say conspiracy theories. I think I'm about to get off that because some of these people, man, they be doing their research.
Yeah.
And they be having those receipts, y'all. You know, you be sitting up there talking about their conspiracy theories. They be like, oh, really? Pow, pow, pow. He like, damn, where you get all this from? Like, yeah, because we read. You know, some people just don't read no more. There's people out here who still read, yo. So while we up here playing around, these people out here reading and researching. And, yeah, so a lot of people are scared. But let's talk about the eclipse for a minute. So I was looking it up, right? So the way that it's supposed to travel is supposed to travel only, you know, across the North America. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be over Mexico. So let me pull it up real quick, yo. So let's see. I bet. So, yeah. So, right now, what it's saying is...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That, yeah, it's going to cross the United States and Mexico and Canada. Right? So it's going to be moving over the course of 2 days. So, is it going to be dark for 2 days straight or just as it travels? I'm trying to figure this out.
I mean, I don't, this is part of why people are afraid. We don't know. It's like you people fear the unknown. So we don't know.
Yo. So look though, but if it do and anything go out, what's the first thing you think going to happen if all the lights go out?
Man, like, it's about to be chaos. Purge.
Yo, look. Yo, look. You to all the Walmarts, all them shits, yo. It's a dub. And you know what's going to be stupid? It's going to be mad people with TVs.
It's going to be ignorant.
Yeah. All kind of shit that need electricity that ain't going to work. Hold on. All right, so look, it says it's going to go through, the eclipse going to continue through Mexico, entering the United States and Texas. And it's going to travel through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So it's going to travel over that. It's going to travel directly across those states. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, everything on our end from the east, you know, and of course they're going to be able to see the eclipse. I don't know about everybody out west, though. I'm trying to figure that out. Like, that shit is crazy. Because then that also make you think, too, is, now people are going to probably think I'm bugging, but that'll probably make you think, is the earth really round then? Because,
I mean, why would you think not, because of how it's going?
Well, yeah, and besides the fact that it's saying that only certain people based on these places will be able to see it. Like, and I'm thinking, like, I always ask this question, like, if the sun is really in outer space, why is all the pictures of outer space always dark? Right? Besides the, you know, like, besides the stars or whatever. Like, it should never be nighttime in outer space. Like,
but it, how many, you know, think what's about the distance? It. What's the distance that they measure for outer space? How many light years is like the sun from like one of those other planets, though?
I don't know. It could be. I mean, I know they mad millions of light years away and all that. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, it, the way that it's traveling, it seemed like if the Earth was going like this, like if it was round and it was really rotating, that at some point, if it, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, that everybody will see it. Just like how we, you know, go through our cycles, like, you know, in the day. But this ain't even going the way that it says the Earth rotates. It's going across. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's going like from south to north. So, I don't know. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, it kind of makes you think, like, damn, is the Earth really rounding if it's doing that? Because it's, like, literally doing something that it just normally doesn't. It always sets, I mean, rises in the east, right? It sets in the west. At least that's what we've always been told, right?
I mean, I don't know. Shit, we were
right.
Told.
That mug's going from Freaknik and going up the... And then going up to do crab fishing and stuff and tuna fishing, y'all. Like, that's their whole weekend, yo. Throughout the course of a couple of days, yo. That's what they doing out here. So I don't know.
know. We'll find out in a couple of days.
We sure will. Because, I mean, shit, at the end of the day, you know, I'm gonna be ready. I don't know what's going on, but listen, I'm gonna be ready.
How are you preparing?
Right. Just look, everything gonna be like, look, got so many new locks out here. Yo, son, listen, we've been, yo, stocking up, like getting ready, yo, because like I said, you just, you know, people just act really different, yo, and things are just, I don't know, emotionally. Some people are just so emotionally triggered, yo. We always talk about that.
Yeah. This world is just crazy. So to hear about this eclipse, it makes sense why people are bugging out. You don't know, and then you don't know how people are going to react. Because all you can control is you.
True.
And you get defensive. Now you're like, shit, you thinking the purge is about to happen.
Right.
So, you know, you on the defensive. It's a lot. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Nah, it's going to be really dope. It's going to be dope. It's going to be interesting. Nah, it's going to be, because you got to think about it. Like, it's so much that people are speculating that it's like a movie. It's like the anticipation of a movie coming out. Everybody's sitting there with everything they can. It's about to be mad empty shelves of bread, eggs. I mean, everything that's going to spoil. Like, especially stuff if no power is on. It's going to be all that's going to be going first, yo. Yeah. And just for them to get up there and just find out, like, you know, it may not go the way everybody is thinking, because, like, even in the sense of people who keep adding things to prophecy, right? Because that's what a lot of people are doing. They talking about the sacrifice of calves and all other kind of stuff, y'all. Where they try to put you in this position to get you really gassed up, y'all. Cause then I was just getting ready to make this comment, because when 2K came in, they was like, yo, the world over, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
And people woke up the next day and still had to pay their rent. I was mad as shit, because you know, some people was counting on that shit because it come on the first, right? It was New Year's. 1999, right? I was just like, yo, I ain't gotta pay rent. This shit about to be lit. That motherfucker spent all their money the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Suicide rates, right? Shit.
Listen, man.
Fuckers spent everything, then had to go into the new year with nothing. How the fuck am I supposed to get this shit back?
Right. Thinking that everything was going to cut off, and it didn't. So I don't know. But, you know, it's a lot of other things going on. I think, especially with this situation that's going on with, like, Diddy, I think that is crazy how much of a distraction that is. Because, to me, I don't know. I'm not saying that none of the stuff that, you know, that they saying that he didn't do or whatever. I don't have a, you know, it doesn't really, to me, like, that's going to happen with however that happens. However that plays out, it's going to happen. You know, people going to tell however that go. But for me, yo, it just seems convenient that it happened. It's happening, like, right now at this time. When
especially
all of
with the Nickelodeon dude.
Yo. Quiet on the Set is crazy.
I haven't even watched it. I can't.
Nah, listen, but I did. You know, I mean, not the whole thing. I watched a lot of it. I think I can't even say a lot, because it's a lot of it. I think I watched probably up to when it got to the two dudes. Like, in the beginning, it was just about Rob Schneider from what I saw. You know what I mean? And then it got into more about the guys that he hired, these other two guys. Rob Schneider was like, he was just mad extra and pretty much nasty, yo. But that damn the other two cats, oh yeah, they were straight predators out here in these streets, man.
Oh, shit is crazy. Crazy. They need to put him under the jail. That nigga. Gross.
Come on. Like, think about it. Like, yo, he was, and then you said you ain't seen it yet. So just when you take the opportunity to watch it, yo, like even in the context that I'm giving right now, it's not Because you think about Orlando Brown and all of these other cats where they be like, yo, they wilding out. Britney Spears wilding out. She cutting her hair. She bugging, yo. She like, but nobody listens to the reasons why they say that. Because when they start talking that talk, everybody like, oh, yeah, they crazy. They bugging. Because you know the first thing people do, they start using drugs. Like when people really start to try to escape from shit that they see that they didn't think they would ever see in their life, they always use, you know what I'm saying, or go to
it's
drugs.
A coping mechanism. It's helping them to cope with everything. The same thing with Amanda Bynes. That bitch went crazy.
You know same what I mean?
She went through all that. I mean, and she was seeing it. You know, it was just, people weren't hearing it over the hysterical. You know what I mean? So people weren't separating the two. And it was like, no, she's hysterical because this happened. You know, like, they're not separate. It's a series of events.
Well, you see, in my opinion, that's the scary part for money, is that a lot of what has been put into the movies have become reality or have had a similar reality to life situations and scenarios. Like, yeah, that's one of the things that I'm agreeing with you. It's almost like, in some instances, people are trying to force a scenario on us by putting things in movies, right? Because they can only try to emotionally put people in their way that they wanted to. Because, like, let's take the world, Leave the World Behind, for example. Now, if everything goes out, they say that it's automatically going to turn white against black, Mexican against everybody. You know, like, all these different things are going to automatically happen. And it's like, if we kind of think about it in real life, like, do it really have to happen that way? Like literally, like unless people really sit out here and just say to themselves, I'm going to automatically do it because I watched a movie that said that I'm supposed to do it. Now they're going to do it. But, you know, they play on our emotions every single time. They automatically say that. Because now everything that they talk about in mainstream media is now based on racism. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah, it's like going back.
I get that whole thing, and you know, let's see. You know, I always look at that from a different perspective, right? Like, you gotta think about it. Sometimes people could be giving us warnings in these shows, like The Simpsons, because sometimes you be thinking, like, yo, listen, fam, y'all from the 80s, like, how y'all put shit out back in the 80s and 90s about stuff that's gonna go on now, you know. And then you wonder, especially when it comes to Hollywood, because before I go too far, just the double back down on that whole Quiet on the Set joint, you know how many kids inspired to be on television, or that's their dream, or they've been a dream to be an actor, movie star, or whatever, ever since they've been a kid, yo. You know what I mean? You know how many people took drama and all of these classes, they had their parents pay for classes. Some people didn't have none of that. They just had to go out there and go for what they know, right? But people have this dream and this vision of being that. And while you have an innocent dream, there's a person on the other side of that that is waiting for you to come so they could take advantage of you physically, yo. Like, they did some dumb shit to people as far as the money is concerned. This dude, Rob Schneider, was making women share salaries, right? So say, like, if a person was making $85,000 a year, a man will make that by himself, but he'll make two women split one salary, 40-something grand a piece, versus paying them. And they were doing the same job as the men was doing.
It's just sad. And it's... what's more fucked up is it's become normal because people are willing to do whatever it takes to be famous.
No, that's true.
It's like, why? I know, especially with kids. Kids have no consent. They can't consent to any of this shit. So regardless of anything, they're not at fault. But where it makes me question the parents and their morals and what they hold.
Exactly.
It's just because there's no way. Like, I can't. I don't know. It's a lot. And those parents,
they should be under investigation.
It's a lot. There's no way you didn't know. And some of them said their parents didn't know. It's just a lot to sit back and think, oh, I'll let my kid go through this because they're going to be famous and we're going to get money. It's like, how is that worth it?
But that's what they all do. You know, they used to, and then some of these kids from these shows, you know that these producers and stuff was helping them get emancipated from their parents.
Yeah.
Right? So then that way they can take control more of the financial part then. Now they already got their mind and physically and doing all kind of stuff to their bodies, giving them things at an early age to get them addicted to stuff because they was able to be impressive, you know, on them and making them feel like they always going to have money, they always going to be rich, they always going to be stars, and then not understanding the power of addiction, and then it turns their life upside down, and then boom, next thing you know, they out here doing shit that they don't want to do, and people are calling them crazy. When Britney Spears cut her head off and was wilding out, they was like, yo, this chick crazy. Do you know, like, right before she did that, they were saying that the prince over in England was trying to holler at her. So what they was doing was, because, you know, of the security things and all that, they was not caught in the regular way, like on phone. They were doing, like, the video joints. Mm. And then she saw the dude eyes do something that she said that reminds her of the stories that she was told about shapeshifters and stuff like that. People who are reptilian and they, you know, yeah. da-da-da-da-da. And then she was saying, based on that, that changed her mind. That made her go like really, like she was just really freaked out based on that, because he did it multiple times during their conversation. He couldn't control it so much to speak. You know what I mean? And then bam, and then after that, everybody was talking about she crazy. When she came out and said that, then all of a sudden she crazy, she da 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 da, she wilding out, you know, and all this other shit. And then you'd be like, damn, yo, what kind of drugs they got in Hollywood? And then fast
forward. Drug of fame, man.
That shit that's in Hollywood is not, everything going on in Hollywood ain't nothing in Hollywood regular.
No.
Like, none of it. Like, you could sit up here. People got this mindset of, like, they gonna change Hollywood. Nah.
There's too many heads to cut off to change it. Way no. too many fucking heads.
At all. You gotta create your own. And that's the type of vibe that we on. Like, create your own. Don't wait. Create. Like, if you guys got a dream of being in movies and stuff like that, you want to keep your, like, ladies, you want to keep your vagina off of the couch? Create your own shit. You want to do, like, I'm just saying, fellas, if you want to look what's going on with Puff. Think about it. They calling this dude the Jeffrey Epstein of hip hop. Right? It's my dog wilding.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So at the end of the day, you got to kind of think about it. Imagine how many people are compromised right now. Right? Think about how many people are compromised right now when it comes down to it. When, you know, they just had a dream. But you know what you said earlier that makes sense? These people all agreed to this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, that's why I feel like the Puff stuff is really basically a distraction, because there's not a report of saying that things were done against their will when it came to the adults. Now, I don't know nothing about the kids.
There's the minors. So, yeah that's where it's... The adults, those were grown people. And granted, they were probably put into a predicament where that was probably the lesser of the two evil options to take at the time. But it was still a choice they made. You know what I mean? So, you decided to do it. It was, in your mind, it was worth whatever.
That you felt like you needed to do, right, at that time. Yeah. That's why with the stuff with Stevie J and all this, I don't care. Like, they talk about Carisha and then all the other people. Like, all these adults, that part is like, that's how I'm saying, like, it's way too much of, you could tell that they're trying to use this to keep people mind off of what's really going on out here. You know, people, your kids getting bombed up out here. You got people in some of these places that, you know, having the overflow of the border crisis. You know, you got real people getting murdered and shit out in the middle of the street. You got things really happening around the world, and not even really around the world, right here. You got real stuff happening right here, and now they got this stuff going on about Puff. It's just too convenient. That's why I said the stuff that they kept talking about with the minors is the same thing they did to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, they know how to make people emotionally feel like, yo, yeah, he did this with kids and all this other stuff. They always throw the kid thing in there when they really want to get to taking you down and, you know, just defaming your character.
But they're mentioning famous kids, and they ain't, has any of them denied anything?
Well,
like with the Michael Jackson thing, it was a lot of, you know, civilian kids,
right? Yeah.
Civilian kids, and people didn't really know them. But Justin Bieber, Usher, like these.
Yeah, they all grown though now.
Now, but when it happened, they weren't. And so that's where I'm like, has any of them come up and said, no, that never happened? Or like.
Yeah, nah, you know, that's the
point. They gotta have heard it.
Yeah, the only one that's saying that it ain't happened or it did happen or it ain't gonna happen is Meek Mill, the only one that they really, I don't know. This guy, ever since he got to the point where he had hit records, he's been a target. Like, it's been just back to back against Meek, yo.
Yeah.
Like, dead ass, yo. Like, I don't care. People, the game was at him one time, 50. I mean, everybody was at this cat at one time, man. He survived it all. Now to only come around the corner and be blamed for take that, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, yo, that shit is crazy, man. Like,
there was audio.
Yeah. But you know that.
With AI, I don't know about all that. AI can do anything. So.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say they're going too far. Like, when they started taking still pictures and then video, audio, and not just showing the videos and stuff like that, nah, it just was too much. That's when you kind of get into the point where you're like, okay, wait a minute. They playing with us right now, yo. They trying to get us not to pay attention to something else. Like, what's really going on in the background? Like, why is all these institutions quietly buying Bitcoin? And then people, you know, started off this year. Listen, they've been buying it since January. They haven't been telling their employees and stuff like that. Think about that, yo. Like, how many employees got 401k and they still got the same distributions wherever their stuff is going or whatever? They didn't know that this new asset class has been added to, like, ETFs, and these big companies are taking your money and putting it over there. You don't even know. So it's major distractions going on. Like, it's real fly shit going on in the background. And people are just like, yo, Puff. Like, really? Like, I don't know about the kids. That's why I was saying earlier, I don't know about the kids. You know, we on that protect the kids at all costs around here, yo. We don't play when it comes to children, yo. You don't play with children. We don't play nothing about it. You can't even talk about it. I don't want to hear it. Don't talk me to death. They had this one thing going on this week, which was crazy. They was talking about kids are recognizing whether they feel like they're in the wrong body or not at 3 years old. So they're saying that now they have been given, like, schools have been giving children hormone blockers, yo. As early as 3 years old, yo. Do you, like, going to school? So, like, if your kid act one way at home and then go to school and somebody say, yo, now, you know, sometimes kids just be being kids. They don't be being, you know, they ain't purposely trying to be no certain way. They just being kids, and they be like, oh, yeah, you got these type of mannerisms. Have you ever thought about if you were like this? Did you ever think about this? And then, you know, a young kid be like, oh, yeah, they don't know no better.
They don't know. Yeah, they don't know the difference. Like, I've heard where there were some girls, too, who said when they were younger, they were tomboys. You know, like, they always wanted to dress like a boy, hang out with the boys, And they said, they're like, I'm glad my mom never pushed me to try to be a boy. You know, like that wasn't who I, like, it was just a phase. And that's what, it's like we forgot that kids have imaginations and play out different things. And now we're trying to label them with their first thought and the first imagination that they have. And it's like, no, it's, they're growing. They're still discovering themselves. As adults, we're still discovering ourselves. So how is it that a three-year-old can determine exactly who the fuck they are? It's like, I can barely on most days at my big ripe age determine exactly who I am. I'm still learning myself. So it just, I feel like we've lost touch with a lot of things, and it's weird. It's very weird.
You almost think that, you know, your children are only yours when they home. And it's like, once they leave, people take it upon themselves to be the, you know, the everything for your child outside of you. And I think that's why public schools have been going downhill for the longest, because, you know, the reading level, like, all right, you too busy trying to figure out if little man want to be little mama, but you ain't teaching them how to read. Like, does that really matter more so than it is that they know how to read? Like, some of these places, they were talking about tech, they were talking about so many different states where, you know, they couldn't pass the basic reading comprehension test. Like, these are people transitioning from junior high going into high school, still not passing the basic reading comprehension test that they put.
It's because all they read are text messages. They read Facebook and Instagram posts. Nobody writes in full sentences. Nobody spells anything the way that it should be spelled. And so if they're not reading actual books written by people who can talk with, like, be comprehended by everybody, they're not, they are losing that skill. They are definitely losing that skill set, because if I just read text messages and Facebook posts all day, my reading comprehension is going to go down.
Nah, for real. You facts. Because you're right. Some people don't spell out all the words. They just put the little, you know, couple of initials. You know what that means. I don't care. It's IDC. I don't know. It's IDK. You know what I mean? So, like, and that's how they're getting about. Like, I heard they're not even teaching cursive anymore.
No.
Like, in the schools. Like, people don't even want to teach the kids how to write in cursive. So, like, if you kind of think about that, like, they too busy worried about the way somebody feel like they want to dress and who they feel like they want to identify by versus making sure that they really getting a real education out here. Or that they can just basically read. Like, that should be more important than whether you feel like little man feel like he want to put on a dress or not.
The priorities have shifted, and it's like they're not worried about the right things at all. Go to school to learn. I need an education. They need an education so that they can get a good job. Setting them up for failure is just really what's happening right now. And with technology and phones in everybody's hands, I mean, that's why they have to read. You need to push your kids to read fucking books. Like, read a book.
Read a book. Read a
book written by somebody with a college education, because these Facebook posts ain't helping you at all. It's speedy conversation. I get it. I understand why we have it. But I also understand the importance of being able to write and seem like you're literate. Like, you need to seem like a literate person.
Because, you know, they had this chick, they had a rapper, it's a rapper out there, she's like, I guess she's on her way up, she's part of the Sexy Red and all them community, I think her name is Suki or whatever. So they had her on a podcast, shorty, they was like, yo, so you're a musician? She was like, I'm not no musician. And they was like, what do you mean you're not a musician? She said, I do music, but I'm not a musician. What? Like, do you understand? That's crazy that these are our future leaders. They can't read, properly write, etc. Shaking my head, gobbles. Yeah, because that's the point. The point is to keep people in a position where all they do is the same routine. Get up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to sleep, get up, go to work. Like, they put you in that mindset, and then, you know, a lot of people fall for it because, like, come on, yo. not being able to read, like, that was something that we took pride in, that you can say a big word. Like, think about that. That's why I'm glad I grew up on hip-hop in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Because they had to be, some people had to be smart. I saw a conversation with Keith Murray the other day. He's one of the most violent rappers ever as far as his personal life. Keith Murray known for knocking out your favorite rapper. Mm-hmm. But his IQ was impeccable. The way that he rhymed his rhymes, he rhymed his rhymes like it was a dictionary. You had to, sometimes you had to go back and go look up the word. Y'all met the logical niggas, just comical, astronomical, was coming through like the flu bomb. Like, you be sitting up here like, yeah, wait, like, hold on.
What the fuck did he say? Exactly.
What did he say? You astronomical niggas, just comical. Like, wait, hold on. What is astronomical?
Let's start there, okay? Let's go back to sentence one.
Let's go back. Like, yo, like, fam, what are you talking about? And then that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Where it made you feel like, yo, these cats were smart. They were just acting dumb, but they was really smart.
Yeah. It took more to entertain us back then. Like, they had to be smart because we grew up with reading lists. With the summer program, you read all these books, you get that free pizza from Pizza Hut. Yo, so we did it for the food, okay?
Yo, you right though. I ain't gonna lie.
You can get that free pizza, especially if you grew up where you wasn't really getting takeout pizza like that. Like, my mom ain't really getting us pizza. She cooked almost every night. Right. So what? I'm about to read these books. And I can get a free, man, watch me read these goddamn books real quick.
Nah, you right, though, because I remember the book clubs and the whole nine. It was like, yo, I was like, what? Read these and you going to get what?
I'm on it.
I'm in there. Then it was like, yo, like, because when I was in school, we had like 8-9, like sometimes we had like 10 classes a day. Like, they was like 35 minutes a class or some shit. Yo, we was we was rolling. Like, I remember one year I'd have like 22 credits or some shit.
Yeah.
So we was rolling, but depending on what you did when it came to reading, you could get those breaks. You could go to this lab over here and do that. I bet I'm a read. And I remember, because like, even whenever I felt like, you know, I learned how to read, I was reading everything, asking people, was it right? We couldn't rob our time. I was like, Newport, is that right?
For real, that math? What? I was teaching myself algebra in like fourth grade just because, like, I want to learn this. Like, we always wanted to learn some shit. Like, we did. And so that's why rappers back then had to be creative, because little bubblegum ass raps that are out nowadays, like, that wouldn't have caught our attention. Like, there's no way.
You can't read.
Exactly. And those motherfuckers rapping like that can't read. Like, that's the thing. They can't read, and their audience can't read. And so together, they're just fucking stupid. Nah, sorry if any of y'all listen to it.
No. That's okay. They can listen to it, because you know what people do. They say, yo, nah, I just be wanting to turn up. I just listen to the music. I get it. But if you can read, then okay. You deserve to be able to listen to some ignorant shit every now and then, because we know that you ain't going to turn ignorant over listening to it. But if a person already can't read, and then their favorite rapper can't read, that's really the blind leading the blind right there. Yeah, y'all.
They need to form a tutoring group.
For real. Because, you know, like I said, that's why I said, like, these new, like, everybody that's influenced by anything that's new, like, we kind of put ourselves in a really dope position, because, like I said, we was able to get a glimpse of rappers and shit that really could spell. You know, remember K-Solo? K-Solo was the spell. I mean, like, all other kind, even Daz Effects, like, even when they came out, how they was putting words together with just adding extra syllables to it. But, you know, that was the way that people made us understand that education was, like, being smart. Like, niggas was smart. Like, whether they didn't get it out of school, but they was smart. They had them books. They had encyclopedias. I remember I had encyclopedias at home. You know what I mean? I remember when I used to get in trouble, I was on punishment. I'd be reading through encyclopedias. You know what I mean? I'd be all the way in Africa. My mother thinks she done did some shit. She thinks she done really did some shit by putting me on punishment. My ass in Japan somewhere. I'm all the way over there somewhere. Like, oh shit, this is what they doing over there. This is how they make rice.
Exactly.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And she think I'm over there like, damn, I'm good. I go to school the next day and I ain't on punishment as long as I'm at school. So
yeah.
I was one of them kids, yo, like, that's gonna read, but now the kids is not reading me.
Nah, my oldest loves to read. She got a Barnes and Noble's card. She will go to the mall and go to Barnes and Noble. Like, she's gonna read.
That's dope. That's dope.
I just can't. You can't be stupid.
And you gotta be able to count. You gotta be able to read, and you gotta be able to count. Right, like those are main two things. I would say, like when it comes down to children, they gotta know those couple of things, because at the end of the day, if not, then that's the easiest way for them to get taken advantage of. If they cannot read and they cannot count. Now, if they don't know how to build a train, that's okay.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying? It's okay. But they gotta be able to read and count. Like your child can't know all the new songs and new dances. But he can't read, he can't tell you his address, he can't tell you his phone number.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
And I feel bad for kids, because like even now, like, yo, where's Bun? Like they pushing kids through still. Like they just pushing them through.
As soon as they did No Child Left Behind, shit went sideways, yo. That No Child Left Behind shit is bullshit.
Listen, everything that they felt like was a program to help us, what's the affirmative action and all that shit? Now that I think about it, all that shit was bullshit, yo. That hurt us worse than just telling them, hey, yo, fam, you can't read. Go back there and start over and learn how to read. You don't even know your colors.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. Like, that's what happened when they died. I think that's the start of delusion. Yeah. Whenever they allow people to feel like you don't have to do nothing in order for people to allow you to move forward, you know, that's when I felt like delusion started coming in, right then and there.
Oh, yeah. The participation trophies and shit. We had to earn that shit. We had to earn a trophy. Like, you didn't just get one.
Because
like, you didn't do well. Shit, go sit down somewhere. That was it.
Look, you remember when people used to get stars and shit? Like, yo, listen, this person did. Look, they got all these damn gold stars. Your dumb ass ain't get it. Like, yo, that was on you. You can't be mad. Like, that was the thing. That's why I feel like a lot of people have gotten away from now. Everybody get in trouble for one person. That shit corny. Especially if you're not going to allow them to work together. How you going to keep them separate and then put everybody and then chastise everybody for one person, but they separate?
Yeah.
Because the first thing you know the other people going to do, if they don't want to do the dumb shit, what they going to do? They're going to help the person that's slacking. They gonna come together like, all right, what's wrong with you? What you don't? What you can't do? You can't read what? This is the T. Say that shit. You know what I'm saying? They be over there in the corner coaching the shit out of this nigga, yeah. Okay. And you sitting up there trying to talk about, all right, everybody gotta read. Just like, yo, fam can't read. Why you go every time you do that and you? Because when they call people up, this is the one thing about it. It's like they say, you want to humble somebody, give them a white washcloth. It's another way you can humble somebody. Ask them to read something.
Yeah. Right. Yo, I'm telling you, it should be a test before you date people. Read this out loud for me. Please read this paragraph.
Before we order our food, read this menu. Like, yo, like, what? Like,
you know, write me a note. Write me a letter. Right now.
How do you feel? Write it down on this napkin right here. Let me see. You know what I'm saying? Can you spell? Or are you about to text?
Give them a spelling test real quick.
Yeah. You're about to write out a text message. Let me see. IDK, IDC. Let me see, yo. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got to really be about that shit nowadays, yo. Because, you know, technically, it's going to be a lot of drones out here. What I mean by it's just people that's just left to just having to do whatever somebody tell them to do.
Yeah. Because they can't do anything on their own. And it's sad. They just been programmed to get their next step from somebody else. It's like...
It's the worst.
Free thinking has gone and... People
and that's another thing. You hit the nail on the head right there about free thinking.
Yeah. It's weird. It's just,
I feel like all of us are supposed to think alike because we might look alike.
Well, because, and the thing is, like, you can't say you don't like something because then you're a hater. Like, bitch, I don't like the color blue. That don't mean I hate. I'm like, I'm hating on blue, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, it's like you're not allowed to have an opinion. You can't say, right. Oh, no, I don't prefer that. Oh, so you're this. They, like, you yeah. put a label on you. Like,
yeah. You're a pork phobe because you don't like pork. Like, yo, chill, yeah. yo.
Like if I say I won't date a trans man, oh, you're transphobic. No, it's just not
right. I just want, why I'm going to get a person that turned into the person that I
it's
want.
It's not already. Even that. It's just, that's not what I'm attracted to. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's people who are not attracted to my type. I'm not offended. I don't call them a hater. Like, preferences. Right. People have preferences. And it's, I don't know when people forgot that. Like, I just, when did that happen? I woke up one day and you couldn't think or feel or be different than anybody else.
You have to be inclusive. You have to accept everybody for what they say and do. You cannot have a matter of your own voice and opinion. And that's where it's trying to go to, but you know, it's not going to get there. It's going to continue to be a dialogue, I think, but it's not going to be one that's going to take over because, you know, think about it. People are going to have to be mindful of the agenda. And look, that's part of the agenda, see? They're going to have to be mindful of it, right? That if people are really waking up, forcing you to try to accept them for something that's not true, how much more of a lie do you think they try to get us to accept each and every day, yo? Like the bridge, they think that they want us to believe that whoever was driving the boat on the bridge went to sleep and he ran into the bridge. Stop playing, yo.
You can see it clearly maneuvered the other way when the lights went out. Like, but how? Like, why? What? I'm okay. Like, with the whole what people identify as, I don't care. You can identify as whatever you want. I'm here for you. Like, I don't care. It doesn't mean that I agree with it necessarily.
Right.
But I'm gonna let you live in your fantasy. Like, I'm not here to ruin it for you. Like, I'm not gonna be like, if you identify as a woman, you clearly look like a man. I'm not gonna be like, you ain't no woman. I'm just gonna be like, okay. Whatever tickles your pickle. You know, like, there's nothing. I'm not here to argue that. Like, I can't argue that with you. That's a headspace issue. So I'm okay with that. Oh, you want to be called ma'am? Okay, ma'am. Whatever you need. But it doesn't mean that I have to want to date you. It doesn't mean I have to, you know, like, that's where I think there's, it's like, I can accept them, but if I don't want to be with them, now I'm transphobic? Or it's like,
yeah, you gotta go all the way, Meek. You can't
it's
be.
It's like, no. I can understand them and still not want to be with them. Like, that should be okay. That really should be. I don't understand.
This is a real conversation going on in the major universities, too, where people are trying to get people to call them by certain pronouns. And I'm just like, yo, like, understand, like, you're going too far because I still am going to have you call me by what I, like, why do we have to do that? Like, I feel like this is what I want to be. It's like, okay, you can be what you want to be. Well, why can't I be who I want to be? And the person that I want to be is clearly looking at a man. Like, I get
it. That's not the same thing.
You say that's what?
That's not the same thing. I see what you're saying, but I don't feel like it matches.
As far as what?
Because you said that you want to be who you are, and who you are is a person who sees them as this.
Yeah, like, I shouldn't have to, like, if you telling me, like, clearly, like, this is who you identify as, I'm not about to argue with you. Like, okay, bet. I know what I clearly see. But if that's what you want to be, like if you woke up this morning or whenever you did, it could have been a thousand mornings ago. Whenever you woke up and said, this is who you are, then that's fine. Like to me, I don't have a skin in the game. Like I'm not getting ready to argue with you about what I see. But you cannot make me be what you want me to be. Because at the end of the day, you're telling people not to do that to you. You're asking people not to make you be something that you don't feel like you are. You want people to accept you for who you are. I'm just saying, like, you got to be willing to give what you take, right? If you want people to accept you, then you got to accept people. Like, listen, fam, that's cool. That's who you are. I respect it. I got you. But because I don't agree with you, you can't be sitting up here trying to call me all these type of phobics. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be a phobic because I don't really agree with you. I just respect you. That's it. I respect you. But I don't agree with you. Shit, I respect a lot of people that I don't agree with. But I still respect you. Like, I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm not going to come up there and be like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. Like, that's stupid. Like,
well,
I'm not
going to be baseline. I feel like that's another thing people got away from. Like, respect should be baseline. You're like, oh, respect is earned. No, it should be the base, bitch. Like, how can I earn it if we should be coming into this with respect? With
respect.
Like,
you gotta start off with it.
It's like, oh, it has to be earned. Like, how the fuck? I thought it was already there.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
I don't even like, know you. How could I be at the disrespectful round
already?
Like I didn't even do nothing.
And I'm already. I start off at disrespect.
Start off negative, bitch. Like what? Like, I can get to that on my own. Like I can be disrespectful. Like I can get there on my own. Don't worry about it. Like at least start me off at the baseline.
If you really want disrespect, we could get there, but I'm respecting you. I just want you to respect me. That's all I'm saying. Like, look, B, you got that. I'm all right with that. I'm not about to hang with you. I'm not about to get into an argument with you. I'm not about to ask questions and answer questions that doesn't have nothing to do with me. It's all love, B. However you feel, how you feel, I'm gonna respect you. Just give me the same courtesy by respecting me. That's it. Like, that's all. Like, it shouldn't be hard to ask anybody to do so. That's it. Like, no, not make me do something. Like, no, B.
It is like, hard. I got a cousin who's trans.
Right.
And so for most of my life, he was Andre. And so that's not who he is anymore. And it's weird. We've always knew he was gay. He didn't know. I think we knew. Well, he knew, but he ain't come out. But we knew he was gay from birth. But when he came out trans and changed his name, it was hard for me to get past that. It was, so I wouldn't even address them by a name. I'm like, yo, what up, nigga? Or what up, boo? Or, you know, it would be some little
another name
there. But it wouldn't be their name because it was hard to get used to. It was, I respected it and they knew that. It was just I've known you our whole life. You know, like this is
who you
were same age. Like we were basically born around the same time. Like I've known you as this for forever. And so I respect it. No problems. You look good, bitch. But it's like
I think that's the worst part about this whole movement that's going on now is that people forget respect. Respect should be first, like you said, me. You shouldn't have to earn something that you start off with. Like that's you earn your driver's license, right? You earn the right to privilege and all these other things. Like you earn these things, you earn your paycheck, you earn all these other things. But damn, you should walk in the door with leadership qualities without the paycheck. You should walk in the door with the thought process that I want to keep my job. If you got a job, you should walk in the door with a different mindset, like. You know, like, and I think that's what we're missing out here nowadays. Everybody wants to be accepted. Mm-hmm. Like, when do we get, that's where we're going too far. Like, everybody want to be accepted by everybody. Like, fuck all that. Like, yo, it's okay if a person don't like you.
That's, because the thing is, I don't like everybody. And I don't want everybody to like me. And I can't expect everybody to like me.
Like,
Exactly. It just, why would I think that that's a possible? To even get everybody to like you, I don't think people understand the type of energy you have to put into that. Because you have to be different things to different people all the time. You have to be this to these group of people because that's who they think you are so that they like you. And then it's, who has time for that? Like who, for people to like you? And people can like you and not give a fuck about you. Like that's
exactly
true. Like they can really like you, like... When you in your deepest and darkest, they ain't gonna call you. They're not there to help you, but they like you.
Right.
And that's what you fought for them to like you.
Yes. And that's where you always gonna lose that battle at the end. If you want everybody to like you, and it's okay not to be a certain person to make people dislike you on purpose, but you can't expect even in that. It's gonna be people who are not gonna like you and you have done nothing to them. At all. They just don't like the way you talk. They don't like the way you look. They don't like your energy. It could be something about you. Like when you come in the room, they don't like the attention you get. They don't get the attention. They don't like, you know, it's a lot of different things. They don't like what people say that's positive. They feel like it's got to be something negative. You know, that's the vibe that people give off. When it comes down to like actually looking at another person and being okay with like, yo, all right, sometimes you ain't the one in the room, and it's okay.
That's okay. Yes.
Be the background player sometimes. You don't have to be in the front all the time. Be the background player sometimes. Yeah, you might be used to being in the front, but be the background sometimes.
Be the supporting star. You know, be a supporter for a little bit. You know,
it's all about. Okay.
Yeah. And I tell people too, everybody's opinion of you isn't your business. Like it really isn't your business. It's
true.
There's nothing you can do about it. It's their opinion. People are entitled to their opinion. So why make it your worry? Why don't they like me? Who fucking cares? Like who the fuck?
But you know, validation. I think people look for validation and outside people more than the people that they're around. Like they'll look at other people's lives and admire them and then not think that people don't look at them and want what they want. You know, it's people so easy to look on social media and all these other places and look at what other people are doing and be so in awe of what other people are doing that they put out in the forefront and don't know the whole time in the background these people are going through the worst shit. They argue, they the worst devil to each other. But then they know they have a great way of masking it and putting it out there. And then people are so quick to envy other people's relationships and other people's goals and stuff like that. They look at their shit and always think that they're missing something. And they be having the best shit going on. They got the most support. They're able to do the most. They not having to be a monolith. They're able to be, you know, where they could do this and be over here and still be there. But it'll never be enough if they see somebody doing the one thing that you might not be doing for them. And that's why I hate that social media puts people in a position where they look at a way to try to compare themselves. They don't look
at the mindset, though. That's on them. They're choosing to do that because not everybody looks at social media that way. I don't go on social media like, oh, they got this going on now. Like, if anything, it's, damn, how can I get that? How can I do that? What can I do? Like, you know, like figure it out. Because somebody did it, they did it, which means you can fucking do it. It can be replicated. It's not like there's one secret move that they did that got them there. You can do the same thing. Why not reach out to them? Why not like, can you mentor me? You know, look up to them instead of doing the whole looking down on them kind of thing. Reach out. Hey, yo, I see you doing great things. Like, how did you get here? What did you do? What was your path? And if they're not gatekeeping, like some people do,
they might be willing
to share what they learned along the way, give you some resources to look into.
Right,
and
right.
It's up to you to get there like that. Right. It's just like it was up to them. They had to get there somehow. They had to start somewhere. You're just seeing them at the high point, but you ain't see them at them long hours and all the hustle that they had to do to get to that point.
Exactly. And self-validation is something that people think come instantly just because social media gives them that. That's why I say you got to stop paying attention to the way other people live their life on social media. Like if a person inspires you in a certain way, let that take that energy and turn it into whatever way you can be positive for yourself, right? But you shouldn't look at other people's situation and then be so quick to, you know, be so, oh my God, they're doing this and this person is doing that and this person has that and they're doing this. And then, you know, look at yourself and not notice that people are looking at you the same way.
Exactly. Because there's something you overcame that was inspirational. People looking at you the same
way. They're looking at you the same way. Because I know that. Because just the way people may look at other people, it's the same way they look at me. I know that. Because people will tell me. They'll ask me up. They'll say things. They're like, yo, I see you. They'll tell me. And then some people won't. You could tell. Like, some people won't. Like, you'll see you got a whole bunch of views, and then you see you ain't got no likes and no comments. And you go back and check your analytics, and they tell you, they show you the cities and stuff where people are looking. That's the thing that people don't understand. Like, when you call them a hater, that's what I'm going to go back to. Like, you know, I don't look for the fact that the reason to call people haters, but then there's a fact that you can find out whenever your account is set up a certain way. All my stuff is business. So it tells me.
Yeah, mine too.
It tells me. Like, yo, Raleigh, it'll tell me where the people are. And I could pretty much tell where these areas where I know people actually know me personally at. I could tell that, and I could see that y'all the ones that are looking, even if I don't see your actual name.
Exactly. I see you
watching. I see you. Right? Mm-hmm. And then it's the same people who envy other people's stuff. And I see that, yo, you don't even do stuff for your own shit. You worried about what other people doing. Look at you. Look at why you ain't doing this for your own self. You worry about what other people are doing. But
yo,
anyway.
I can do that too, so why ain't you?
You're doing it, yo. They find out it ain't as easy as it looks.
It's a lot of work. It's a process. Mm-hmm. They want the end result. They don't want the process.
Nah, the process is what people do not want. They want the automatic reward. They want to stand up there and get the Oscar. You know what I mean? They want the Oscar, but they don't want to be the person that had to hold the boom mic.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The person who had to do lights. The person who had to order the food. The person who had to roll the blunts. Like, they don't want to be that person. They want to be the person that at the end that stand at the podium and start off with the fake, I want to thank God. Man, shut up. Because God ain't even put you in this movie. I did. You know what I mean? Shut up. Yo, but anyway, listen, we left the line open tonight for the young lady. Like we said, I knew she had a situation going on where she was in another situation. So it's cool. We was able to get through a really dope conversation. And that's the point. That's the point of the platform. And I'm kind of thankful, to be honest with you, because the last at least 11 shows have been mad heavy. So to be able to laugh a little bit and you know, just be free thinking for a moment is really good. So I'm thankful, because the shows that's coming up for the rest of the year, it's not going to be that. Ain't no laughing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for today. And I'm thankful for those of you that jumped on. I'm thankful for all the comments. Yessie, thank you for your comments. Yeah. It was a new lady that jumped on, Danny Marie. Thank you for your comments tonight. We just know that in at the interim, y'all, like I want all the people that was watching tonight, all the people that's gonna watch the playback to know, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the hype of what's going on now, what's popular, what it may seem like, and be emotional. But just really understand when people are playing you too. Like, just understand when people are playing on your emotions and they distracting you from what's really going on. And don't be afraid either to really sit back sometimes and just be okay with not being right all the time. We got this thing where people feel like they just always got to be right, you know? That's why we got very few people that understand the power of apology. They can't apologize because they feel like they're always right. Sad. But in this world that we live in, everybody feels like they're right. There's nobody that feels like they're wrong. There's nobody that feels like they should understand another person's perspective, even if they don't agree. Everybody's fighting for the ability to be right. Hopefully we could break out of that mindset. Hopefully those of you that are watching, if you have children, you don't raise your children with that mindset. Understand that they're okay, that they're going to hear no sometimes, and it's okay to be able to be told no. You're going to try some things and they're going to fail. It's okay to fail, but it's not okay to not try. Hopefully you put that and instill that into your children. And for those of you guys that have a dream, hopefully you still standing on that hill by yourself, even if you have to. You fighting for justice for someone else, stand on that hill by yourself. You got to get in them cars, drive those miles. You got to get on those planes, whatever you got to do to make sure that you stay in line and stay in focus, man. Just please do that, y'all. Don't be scared. Don't live in fear. Well, we out. So, look, Meek, you got anything that you want the people to know real quick that's going on in your world before we get out of here?
Yeah. I'm putting together a course on human design. If you have not looked into your human design, please do so. When I tell you the things that is going to break open for you, when you start, it's like the guidebook for your life. Right. Like, we say that this thing come with a guidebook, but literally it did, based on when you were born, the time, the place, all of that, how everything aligned, you have a formula to run your life. Right. So yeah, I'm putting something together for that because I want to add it to my life purpose coaching, because this is a big piece of your life purpose. Once you learn how to work with the universe, work with your surroundings instead of against it, things really start to move and you can really, really get some shit popping. So that has been my mission the last 2 weeks. I'm getting ready to put the book together. It's about to be dope. I cannot wait.
Yeah, no doubt, yo. I feel all that right there, yo, because that's a fact. Nature always showing us the way and very few people pay attention to it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. So, yo, y'all make sure y'all follow me, man. Y'all know what to do, man. Make sure y'all follow me. Get in with it. Find out your design. Y'all see where you at, and you can figure it out. And then you can find things about your life path number. You can find a whole lot of things that has to do with numbers. You can even use numbers in your day-to-day life that can help you pretty much navigate through things when it comes to decisions, too. So,
yes.
You know, everything that they told y'all wasn't something is something. They wouldn't have told y'all it wasn't nothing if it wasn't something. Other than that, there wouldn't be no such thing as a secret society. Just remember that.
And nothing happens by accident. So,
nope, not at all. It's all designed for you. You know what I mean? You just got to be willing to walk. You know what that free will does? You got to be willing to walk.
Yes. Now,
if you don't take the chance, your life is going to go a whole nother way.
Excellent.
You follow your purpose, step out on faith, you're going to do what you need to do. But you cannot find your purpose sitting in your house.
No.
So look, so all of y'all coming up for me, we got the merch dropping. We got the Sparking Conversation merch, as y'all see. We got the Sparking Conversation merch dropping. Y'all make sure y'all check out the site we dropping. In 2 weeks, we'll have all the colors up that we're going to have and, you know, and everything. So that's thankful to all of y'all that's been supporting. And so to speak of that, I wanted to make sure that y'all all know that if y'all ever wanted to, you know, donate or whatever y'all want to do, because like I said, every time that we, you know, we get anything, we reinvest into the show. So we want to make sure that you guys understand that. So y'all can always hit us up. Follow me on IG if you guys want to get in contact with me personally, or if you are a person that's affected. Not infected, yeah. Because I can't. I don't know if you want me to get the word out about you being infected. I'm sorry. It's not the right word. So,
no.
If you are a family or a person that's dealing with an impact, if you're an impacted family, if you have things going on, you need to get the word out. People are playing with your life. You have people that have passed away or people that have been done wrong, and you're trying to get some justice, and you guys need to make sure that you get the word out. Y'all know what to do. Hit us up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Make sure y'all put it in the subject line what the reason that you would like to be on the show, because to be honest with you guys, I'm sorry, but I will not tackle all topics on this show, on this program, just out of respect, because it's a lot of things that I feel like if I'm going to tackle, I need to be familiar with or have some kind of, you know, means of being able to offer something to people. And it's just a lot of topics going on nowadays that I'm not a part of, and I'm just being honest. So just make sure that y'all put it out there. At least I'm just telling y'all up front. So, yeah, but hit us up, all right? So until next week, y'all know what to do. Just follow us on all our social media platforms. Keep up with us. We got new content dropping every week. We got new content for the podcast dropping every single day. So just make sure y'all follow us, keep up with us, and don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, right? All right? So until next time, peace.